Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Good. So you got the hill? Let's go up the hill.
Let's go up the hill.
Well,
morning.
Morning, everyone. It's actually afternoon, isn't it? It is. We've started a bit late.
But let's get it right.
This week, though, it doesn't really matter what time of day it is because it doesn't get properly light.
Yeah, the light's been really strange.
We've shifted from the red, dusty light of impending doom to just normal sort of nasty weather.
What a strange and weird afternoon that was. I mean, it was an odd day. I mean, it's slightly in at the deep end because that was the day that old Sean Hughes passed away.
It was a very sad day all round.
He was, yeah, because I'd just arrived. I've been doing a gig in Aberdeen, came back, found out on Zary's social media.
And I think as comedians, we knew incredibly, I mean, nothing wrong with that, but it's just,
We knew quickly, yes.
I knew that he died before it was on any kind of news forum.
Yes, it was on the Twitter, it was on the Facebook. And I almost segue there into an Irish accent, but out of respect to Sean.
When you say almost, you actually did, didn't you? He did.
I nearly said, it was on the Twit book, so it was.
Well, that reminds
me. On the Face app. Sean would have liked, to be fair.
Ed Byrne wrote a really heartfelt thing. It was like one of the first people I saw saying about it. And then he came on later and said, I realised I did that with my name changed to a comedy name for Halloween. He said, I said, okay, I think that Sean would have found
it. We all knew, and I got to know Sean during Come Down With Me a few years ago.
Yeah.
And he was...
Because I was wondering
really
what your
fella.
Relationship with him was early on, because he was, you know, I mean, he blazed across the sky of comedy at the turn of the 90s.
Yeah, I was a fan, and I gigged with him occasionally.
Yeah.
In the very, very early days, when he was confident and incredible and brilliant as a stand-up.
Yeah.
And then he did
all his
telly.
If you don't know his work, dear listener, he won the Perrier in 1990. I think he was... He wasn't old.
He was 24.
Yeah, 24.
He was the youngest guy ever to do it.
Youngest guy ever to win it.
Yeah.
And also, the first person to do it in a kind of long form. He'd done something that was definitely stand-up.
Yes.
But was a kind of also a play, basically, a long
story.
Yeah,
he's a little bit different, wasn't he? He was a sort of poetic element. He really liked Milan Kundera, didn't he? The writer, and I liked him at the time.
Yeah.
And Steve Martin, and the Smiths, and all these kind of pop influences.
So a huge catalyst in comedy.
No, he was great, and then he did telly and all that, and had his journey and stuff. And Sean's show as well, Channel 4, massive sitcom. He was big when he was big.
Yeah.
And then it kept going, and then obviously, he no longer quite as big. I mean, Buzzcocks was massive, and he did that for years.
Yes.
Decided to leave it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's no shadow of a doubt that he drank too much.
Yes.
I mean, that's the underlying thing that...
Yeah.
The kind of story that people don't tell. He's only 51.
Yeah.
I met him when he wasn't drinking for a couple of years. He was on great form, fit and healthy.
Yeah.
Productive, vibrant, charming, generous, all those things. And then about 3 years later... He told me when he'd had his first drink, because we used to meet for coffee.
Right.
And he said...
He's local to you, isn't he?
Yeah, we meet in Crouch End for coffee. And he said, oh, I just had one wine on the plane back from Dubai.
Oh, gosh.
Just one. Yeah. And I didn't realise at that time. Because when you're not... When you don't have a massive problem with alcohol... I know we joke about it and we have fun.
Yeah.
But we don't have a problem, do we?
No.
You know when it's different.
Absolutely.
And,
Whereas he, previous to that, had an established problem.
Yeah, he had a well-known problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't realise how injurious and quickly that slide would be to his health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because half a year later, I met him again. It's like a different bloke.
Yeah.
Completely dishevelled and just being... Just destroyed by it.
It
you
just
know.
Takes absolutely
really difficult.
Hold on some people,
really
doesn't
difficult.
It? It's
to...
Absolutely tragic.
And there's nothing you can say. It's down to them.
Yeah, yeah.
And
but if it's
what an absolute tragedy.
If it's too much for them, it's too much, you know. And it is for some people. That's the
yes.
That's the thing.
So that's
it's a heartbreak. I'm 51.
I know.
Gosh.
It's no age, isn't it? But but that day was the day of the orange sky.
Yeah.
And I went out for a walk in Crouch End with the orange sky, and then. It had an atmosphere of a sort of surreal, deep foreboding. It was like being on the set of Blade Runner or something, wasn't it?
It was really warm as well.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. It wasn't unpleasurable,
well,
was it?
I thought the storm was coming in, right? And I was going to go out the park to walk and take shelter.
Mm.
And then I went out and it was balmy warm.
Yes.
But dark. The only time I've ever seen under like that was in the eclipse.
Right.
Let's go right.
It was perfect for running. If my back hadn't been such a mess, I would have gone for a run because it was lovely, wasn't it?
By the way, we were on Hampstead Heath. We didn't, just in case you want to get a sort of mental picture.
We're trailing around.
It's a rainy, drizzly really. It's not properly raining, is it? It's on and off. Drizzle. And
we've got plastic bags on our mics, haven't we?
Yeah, well, Steve said condoms, but even we're a bit too self-conscious for that.
Yeah.
So we've gone...
We're not ashamed.
We have got cling film on the mics and a little bit of orange tape. And frankly, if this all sounds good to you and does all the way through...
It will be a miracle.
Then, well, I'd be quite pleased with
it. A miracle of engineering.
I feel like some kind of...
To be fair,
roadie.
If we do need condoms, we're probably in the right heat, aren't we?
Yeah, wrong. Well, not as good.
The wrong section
not
of it.
As good as when we went to Clapham Common with Brian and Gordon. We could have.
No.
You know, we were
knee deep in
spoiled for choice. Look at this autumn on the heath. That's so gorgeous.
Now, so that atmosphere of the sky and old Shawnee, and then, of course, realising that I'll never see him again around Crouch End, because he was a character in Crouch End. He's one of those people who you saw.
Yeah, absolutely.
He will be sorely missed by just everyday people. Just people, generally, you know.
It's when someone who everyone knows goes and someone is really young, it's that great, it just points up the what is always the tragedy of death is just trying to get used to the idea that they're not there anymore. And
the,
that's
the absurdity of it, yes. The finality of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the finality of it, the funny thing is, for people left, it's ongoing.
Yeah.
You know, you feel that finality over and over again. The finality itself has a kind of organic longevity.
Yes. And I mean, people, during the last few years and stuff, I do think it's important to try and remember people in their best moments, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, he had a lot of them.
Oh,
he was funny for years.
He was deeply...
And even when he wasn't, when he was a mess, he was still very capable of real tenderness and real...
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
He was
charming. He was actually... Yeah. He was a genuinely charming, hilarious, interested bloke.
Yeah.
He was engaged and engaging, wasn't he?
When he didn't hate everyone.
Did you notice that the... when I said it's not really raining...
Yeah.
The rain kind of took the mickey out of me at that moment.
It did, it kind of...
Is it not raining enough for you, Rob?
This would be a great Sean Hughesy trick, though. To tell you it's not raining, then sling you out in a downpour.
Is it raining?
Because he was a trickster.
I hadn't
He's absolutely
noticed.
Pouring down. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Monday was a bad day.
Yes.
It was the Me Toos, the Sean Hughes.
Yes, yeah.
The Sky Blues, the Reds. Doesn't rhyme. But it's a bad day.
It was also the day, well, I'm actually... A little bit cold turkey at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm off... I was on Tramadol for a few days.
Oh, yeah, how's your back?
Because my back was hurting. Really hurting. And then comics... Again, this is something about the brotherhood of comics. They're quite good at sourcing you extreme pain relief.
Yeah, right.
If you need it, you know.
So, very extreme pain relief.
Yes, yeah. So someone gave me
the
some...
The pain of existence,
some,
really.
Some trammies.
Yes.
And I started necking those.
Great.
And I've had to stop.
Yeah.
Because I don't know whether they've worked or not. My back doesn't hurt as much, but it still hurts. But
yeah.
Listen, it's not a big deal. I'd only been doing them 3 days.
Yeah.
But I was starting to see why people really get into them.
Yeah.
So I've had to wean myself off the trammies.
Why a Scottish accent there, Paul?
Because they love the trammies up in Glasgow. So I did. So I pulled away from the trams.
Aside from your enabling community, what did the doctor say about your back?
He just said, well, the osteopath kind of gave it a few clicks.
Yeah.
Said the back was actually in quite good shape. He said the clicks sounded good.
Yeah.
He said they sounded nice and wet.
Ooh.
It got a bit weird.
Oh, God.
And but I was in a lot of pain a few days afterwards. God. And my back's not better, basically.
I need a minute.
Yeah.
That was bad news.
No, it was really weird. Multiple clicks and a wet spine.
carrying on talking about it isn't making it any better for me.
So, but it's good to be running again. It just hurts.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't run properly.
What running have you done since the swimming last?
I've been doing nothing.
There is a certain poignancy to our run today. Poignant is strong after the serious things we've just been talking about. But just as we run up here, we're on the site of... We came out and did a double run here in Hampstead Heath in the summer, and we were
feeling pretty good,
inspired, and I went off and cracked my toe, and the world went down, spiralling to further levels of hate. But no, we're back, hey? It's all good.
Running does that though, doesn't it? It's really up and down, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
The old journey. A few weeks ago, I was running high on my 10k PB.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just get on the train on the wrong angle before you know it, you're high on trammies.
Yeah, yeah.
How's yours going?
Well, it's twin-levelled, right?
Right.
Because on the one hand, I think I'm ready, feeling good physical training-wise.
Yeah.
But also psychologically, you know? Just before that, when we came to Hampstead, before everything went off track, I made my next chapter of the Infinite Running Music playlist.
Right.
And I did my New York playlist.
Yes.
And then since then, I couldn't look at it because I couldn't really imagine going, you know?
Right.
And then just this last few days, after those last couple of long runs, I started to visualise it, you know, and see what it's going to be like.
You start to log into it.
Yeah, and I went Brilliant. Back to the playlist.
Good for
I
you.
I bought myself some accommodation. I started looking at the maps.
Yeah.
Everyone loves looking at the map. And
because you were slightly, not negative about it, but a bit hesitant about the experience, weren't you?
Yeah, just not necessarily looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am.
Good.
I mean, like any big event, you look forward to it with some trepidation.
Yeah.
But I've certainly found the positivity again.
Good.
And also...
And that's because you've had a couple of long runs, sort of thing.
Well, yeah. It's kind of the triple. I found where I am with it in my life.
Right.
I've got to a great place with the training. And the other thing is, I feel really good about the charity and the fundraising. You know, people are being so nice. As you'll know, I'm running for Parkinson's UK in an exchange with the Michael J. Fox Foundation.
Yeah.
And they let us show a Teen Wolf for charity the other day.
Yeah.
At the screen on the green in Islington. Yeah. It was just a great event.
I mean, it
is a terrible film.
Yes.
But in such a sweet way. And it was a really fun thing. And I made loads of money. And then the night after that, and I've had loads of really good responses to kind of comedy about running and fundraising and gigs. Loads of money from people in Manchester and Brighton. And just not just money, but, you know, positivity.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, we did this year's Shake With Laughter.
Shake With Laughter at the store.
At the store, and it was sold out weeks ahead of time.
Brilliant.
It's a great show, you know. And it was really, summed the thing up, because it was funny, and there was people there who were there for the comedy, and then there was people who were there to support Parkinson's UK. There's people there who actually had Parkinson's. We had Paul Mayhew Archer on, who has Parkinson's himself, and he's a comedy producer and writer.
Right.
And he did a set about having Parkinson's.
Wow.
Which was hilarious.
Wow.
And then he said,
amazing,
this is what we have to do, you know, you've got to kind of take ownership over it by having a laugh about it. And, you know, it was just the quintessence of what that night is all about.
Sounds brilliant.
And it made like best part of £10,000. Have we done that thing again where we ran out of the park by mistake?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, let's turn back. we're not going to go wandering. We've got to head for Kenwood. The rain's eased off again.
Oh, it's lovely. It's nice to be running again.
It is, isn't it? When I got off the train to meet you, I was cold, really cold.
Yeah.
We met at the cafe and I thought, we could just have coffee and, I don't know, breathe really hard while we're drinking it.
But yeah, we don't have to do this. But then the minute you start doing it, it's great, isn't it?
That's right.
When you don't run, you quickly put on weight, don't you?
Oh, immediately.
It's just like, I mean, obviously, I'm sort of eating loads and with the trammies and the bit of wine and the biscuits. And before you know it, you put on half a stone easy.
Yeah, well, I did the reverse of that. I had the nice thing with the long running is it does knock the last few pounds off.
Yeah.
I had a really good weigh-in on Monday. I weighed pretty much my sort of target weight.
Brilliant.
And then I just ate all day long yesterday.
Right.
You know, I didn't think I was letting myself off.
Yeah.
But I just took that in the wrong way. And just
why so much to munch?
Oh, well, in that case, nom, nom, nom. Schnaffle.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I'm going to take a picture here.
Very nice.
Look at you and that oak tree. That's good. So, yeah.
What an amazing tree.
So, that Shake with Laughter was absolutely excellent. So, that was really good. And lots of people, you know, it's nice now with fundraising and talking about doing the marathon. The people who running commentary's friends getting in touch and
good.
Sponsoring.
And
the whole season, you know, you realise you're part of a community.
Yes.
I'm embarrassed now to think back to when I first did a marathon for charity and trained up in my running. How little idea I had of how the rest of the world might be doing that as well.
Yes. There's a lot of, we've had a lot of love on the old social media, haven't we?
Yeah,
people
reaching
out and new fans and old fans and people just discovering us. And it's funny, that guy, old Doug.
Yeah, our new friend Doug. Hello, Doug.
Got in touch today. He said he's just started listening to the podcast. He's like 12 in.
Yeah.
And he's gonna see our growth as runners.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
he's
journey
putting
us straight
on a couple
it.
Of things, and we're like, yeah, I think we've learnt a lot since then, actually, Doug. Loads of prime example, he was saying how, you know, he was tapping into what I was saying about feeling uncomfortable about how people finish parkruns and 10Ks and, you know,
when they try and race the racing
compete
thing.
With strangers and stuff.
Yeah.
And he was just getting in touch to say, that's fine, don't worry about it. And I was like, yeah, I know that now. In fact, I was at Manchester Parkrun on Saturday. And
all right.
This guy kind of, I know we always go on about it, but I was thinking about why it's such a good one, South Manchester Parkrun. Coming to that last bend around the
finish lake. Is lovely, isn't it? Yeah.
And he came up inside me on the bend. This, stranger.
Yeah.
And he took me on the bend, fair enough, but he had gone on the inside, so it was, I had the advantage in that I thought, well, he's not necessarily going faster than me.
Right.
He's
right.
Just got a convenient position.
Is this as you're coming around the lake?
Yeah, just as we hit the lake.
Right, okay.
So then I put my foot down.
Nike.
And I knew enough, like Doug says, this was all very positive, you know, where once I would have thought, all right, mate, easy.
Yeah.
This time I was thinking, oh, okay,
Yeah.
And so I put my foot down.
Nike.
And I started trying to, and someone else overtook me. I started trying to catch him, and then I started thinking, this way's good. Then instead of going after the guy in front of me, I'm going to go after the guy in front of him.
Like it.
You know, to just try and stretch myself forwards.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I did. I felt really great. I got really fast, and I could feel the sort of nature of that pace.
Brilliant.
And then went after this further forward guy in the purple top, who I knew in my heart of hearts I was never going to catch.
Right.
Anyway, those other two guys overtook me again, and we finished.
At least you had an old finish.
Absolutely.
Not a tear up at the end.
They helped me find it. And then the initial orange guy who overtook me on a technicality and then convincingly overtook me.
Yeah.
You know, he came over and shook my hand and we had a moment.
It was good fun.
I've learned something. I've learned how to do that.
And then you got him in a headlock and threw him in the lake.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, that's how you'd expect it to end.
Yeah.
If he's going to shake your hand like that, he's open to attack.
Yeah, that's right. It's a friendly punch in the
forearm smashed, throw him in the lake.
Yeah.
Did you see our
friend? Take that fella and throw him in the lake.
Congratulations.
That's cheating, isn't it, if you're going for a run on the rainy day to bring your Land Rover?
Yeah, that's outrageous. That's the next move, isn't it? People lining up in the Land Rovers.
The Lanny.
Did you see our friend?
Yeah, he was there.
Was he? Was he?
Imagine basing your week-by-week life on a social occasion, which you're cheating at. I nearly went for the selfie, but I thought, it's like a nice community there. Someone's going to say, oh, I know what you're doing, Rob.
Yeah, that's that bloke.
So I didn't do it. It's nothing to do with me, mate.
He knows. Oh, that's a real shame, because I'm there in a couple of weeks. I just don't know what I'm going to be. I'm enjoying a little wander run like this, but I really couldn't try and run quickly at the moment.
I did, that was your thing. I did, last week I did my 20 on the Monday.
Yeah.
Took it really steady. Did a couple more runs in the week. And then on Saturday in Manchester, I did my kind of usual Manchester run, which is 7 miles.
Right.
Then I ran to the park run, which is another two and a half.
Brilliant. That's great.
So I got to the start.
Yeah.
Having done a very
pretty
early.
Tired, yeah.
The early was the ultimate. Never mind the running.
Yeah.
It's the fact that I had to go at 20 past eight.
Yeah.
22 eight, sorry. I looked at the clock in Salford Media City to see what the time was. 8:09. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Who have I become?
Training, mate.
But yeah, then I got to the, when I did that park run, I was 9 miles in, you know. And it is that mindset thing, like we were talking to Sophie Rowe with her, you resetting your watch and stuff. You really can educate your body by tricking it like that.
Yes, yes.
When I set off in that park run, my body said, oh, okay, racing now.
We're going off, yeah, yeah.
And if I'd said to myself, if I'd just gone on a 14-mile run and said, at 9 miles, now go really fast.
Yeah, it would have been a lot
harder. My body would have said, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, it's a lot harder.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, my park run, it wasn't a PB or anything, but I was totally running at a comparable pace
with any
other park run I've ever done.
It's really good training.
And it didn't, and there's no, you think, okay, well, that's a psychological trick, and after 2 kilometres, you're going to come crashing down. No, it's all there. It's
really
all to do with
training,
using psychology to access the reserves that your body keeps back for you.
Well, that's my old restart the watch 20-mile trip.
Exactly. It was.
There's always more. There's always more in the tank.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, it was really good. So that's part of feeling good about New York, which is, you know, in 2.5 weeks. And I've really...
So no more long runs now for you?
No, I think maybe
just
another 10.
Just ticking along, yeah.
And I'm still trying to psychologically do a lot of running. I might go and... I'm thinking of doing double run today.
Right.
Because my son's got his water polo at the leisure centre later.
Okay.
So sorry for anyone who's kind of old school, working class. That didn't sound great, did it?
Anyway, my son's got water polo at the leisure centre.
That's great, mate.
And they've got a wonderful vegan menu up there.
Yeah. So I thought I'm going to go and run on the running machine and try out my new shoes.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
This all sounds great.
Yeah.
Double runs, big mileage weeks.
I suppose with your bad back, I've also thought, I better go and sort this all out for myself because Paul's injured.
I know, it's a real shame I haven't been able to do any long runs with
him. Wait. Do you want to go to Kenwood House or down to the lakes?
It's up to you, mate.
Let's go to Kenwood
House. I'm
happy
to go to Kenwood, yeah.
Let's take a left. It's brilliant. It is wonderful. I mean, it irritates me, but it's wonderful that you can come to Hampstead Heath and it's never quite the same twice.
Yeah.
That's another thing we've learned during running commentary. Not nearly as good a direction finder as I thought I was.
So we're going through a bit of a nightmare at the moment with the house as well, because we're trying to remortgage, but
yeah,
we might have a bit of dry rot in the house.
Yeah.
And they don't like that.
No.
They don't want
to
secure your property. It can be. So we're hoping it's not going to be. So we wait and see. But that could be our... I could be running on the brink of ruination.
Right.
That's slightly tense.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's not ideal.
But we'll wait and see. Yeah. You can't control that stuff, can you?
Well, but on the other hand, I've got Running Commentary, the movie, commissioned.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I was talking to Harvey Weinstein the other day.
He's a man on his uppers at the moment.
Yeah.
Definitely in a position to close deals.
Yeah, that's right.
Can barely hang on to freedom.
And quite right too.
Yeah. It's turned, hasn't it?
I think that I've got absolutely no problem with what's happened to Harvey Weinstein, but I think that part of the reason it's happening now is a delayed reaction to Donald Trump's election campaign.
To Trump, yes.
Yeah, and it's the same as the way the election this year was a young people's response to the referendum. So I think the next time something bad happens, we should probably try and react straight away rather than a year later.
Yeah. Everyone seemed to know, didn't they? Or knew something was amiss, obviously.
Yeah,
he was one of those
characters.
So.
Well, it is, but that's the thing. You still ultimately got to take the blame back to the abuser.
Yeah.
It gets very complicated because all the people around was, oh, you did this, you could have done that. It's like, yeah, but none of those decisions would have needed to be made.
No.
If the guy in the middle
Wasn't doing that.
Wasn't the cuckoo in the nest, wasn't doing the evil thing.
Yeah.
Which is ultimately...
I have taken on pro bono work for the PPA as well, the Plant Pot Association.
Yeah.
They took a lot of abuse during those years.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. This is quite magical. It's nice, always nice with the running to go to somewhere in the rainy clouds that you've seen with thousands of people in glorious sunshine, you know?
And now it's totally...
It's just us. Well, I must make sure those people aren't in the picture, spoiling my point. Just trying to get up to Kenwood and maybe see what the toilets are like these days.
And it's really pouring down now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just in case you're wondering whether it was...
It's the ultimate test of a condom, this, isn't
it? Yes, it really is. Maybe not the ultimate test, but it's certainly up there.
It's up where?
Well, it's not up there. Oi,
oi, oi! Comedy, 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 comedy.
So who else was on at the show with laughter then?
Fabulous Tim Vine.
Oh, he's so funny.
He's so great. I love him. One lovely and interesting bloke.
Yeah.
And so funny. What he does, when you see people talk about it, like, oh, he does puns. And he says that too. That's so the bare minimum of what he creates when he's doing a show.
Yeah.
What he does is he creates, he's setting up this game where he's doing that comedy and you're kind of complicit in it going, I can't believe he's doing it. This is happening now, you know.
That's the great thing about it. You can't believe that he's doing what he's doing.
No.
It's and a kind of escalating lunacy, isn't it?
Like, yeah. It's always a shame for his first joke because everyone's still getting the idea. You know, his first joke, you always think, tell it again at the end.
Yeah.
Because that was fantastic. And he did Pen Behind the Ear.
I love Pen Behind the Ear.
Which is... you know, he does ultimately create a situation where
people are cheering.
You know, it might never happen. And it has to happen.
Yes.
And the whole of hundreds of people are invested in whether he can catch this pen behind his ear.
Yes, really. It's a fantastic routine.
And we'll just carry on talking about it without any interruption.
Pen behind the ear.
Sing that six times.
Pen behind the ear.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Pen behind the ear, pen behind the ear.
Pen behind the ear. Got a standing ovation. And then because it's of his diffidence, he wasn't on last. So the poor guys who had to go on after him.
Yeah, that's really tough to follow. Who was following him?
The Princes of Maine doing sketch stuff.
All right.
Which is excellent and lovely. Yeah. And, and nice that they were there because they've... I mean, there's a lot of people on the bill there with a connection to Parkinson's as well, which is great. But Yeah, on another level, no one wants to go on after Ben Pioneer.
No, no, you can't.
I didn't mind because I knew I still had to do the raffle.
Yeah.
Whatever happened.
You, you could bring up your box on the head routine. Not, yeah, not quite as subtle, but always works.
Look at Kenwood. Look at that. Nice.
Beautiful. Beautiful setting. As we stroll up. So do you have a... You're looking at, in terms of New York.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you looking at?
Well, let's look at the situation.
Yeah.
I haven't had a drink in 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
I'm half a stone lighter than I was.
Wow.
I've run all my miles, done a couple of 45 to 50 mile weeks.
Which is more than you normally.
That's right.
Yeah.
Happy to go out.
Yeah.
And run 15, 20 miles. I felt it when I ran 20.
Yes.
I had to push it to get those last three out.
Yeah.
But equally, I didn't have any fuel. Didn't do any Starburst or carb gels or anything.
Right. Which I think it's good to train without any fuel.
Yeah, because then you've got it in hand like a magic trick.
Yeah.
And also, the other thing is, you've got to look at that hand in hand with that running to the park run.
Yeah.
Because when I ran 20 miles, I ran it as long as I've run 20. I've run a marathon in the past.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was out for 3.25 hours.
Which is great.
Great. So it really starts making me think, not what speed can I get, but how can I do this really fast and get it over and done with?
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Not in a, oh, I don't want to be running
no,
anymore.
No, but that's...
But physically, to get the job done, you know?
That's the great thing about marathons. It's about the motivation we try to run it a bit quicker is if the faster you run it, the quicker it's over.
Exactly. and that sounds like...
I really like
trying.
Stopping running.
So, yeah, that's, right. That's the best bit.
Yeah, and, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
For a marathon, it's the best bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
The relief of stopping is indescribable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've experienced it in so many different ways.
Yeah.
It's all about it. The marathon is so... When we talk about you get into long running, you get into this weird time space where while you're doing it, it's like you've been running forever.
Yeah.
And when it's done, it's like, oh, it's like it never happened.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. All that psychological preparation, what am I going to wear and what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
That takes you to the start line.
Yeah.
And then your entire emotional relationship with what happened on the day happens on the finish line.
Yes. Yeah.
And the kind of... Yeah. 26 miles in between.
Yeah,
forget about those. Yeah. They were either good or bad or a mixture of both.
Yeah, you sort of... It's amazing to finish, isn't it?
Yeah. Talk to our friend Natalie Haynes the other day about her Royal Parks.
Oh, yeah, she'd run
she had a really good run.
Half. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great.
She set off. She was well rested, which she said, that's unusual for me.
Yeah.
To feel well rested. And she had quite a long walk to the start.
Right.
Got a good start that got her over the line quite quickly.
Yeah.
And then she set off. She had taken her advice about not getting caught up with the pacer.
Right. Okay.
And last time, I think she's dealing in the last 10 minutes under 2 hours.
Right.
I think last time she parked herself between the 1:55 and the 2 hour pacer.
Yeah.
And this year she knew she was ahead of the 1:55 pacer.
Right.
And then she just had this, you know, she never tired.
Good for her.
She got them behind her and then she finished and
awesome.
Knew she'd done it. And sure enough, she wasn't just ahead of them. You know, it was 1:52.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and of course,
great.
What did I say to her next?
Marathon.
So, marathon next. Oh. Okay, right. Let's just go back.
There's no way we can do this.
Yeah, what would you do in this puddle situation?
This is like...
Someone somewhere is going to say, oh, tough mudder, oh, you love this. I didn't like it when someone
came
along.
We need a boat. We need some kind of...
We're going to need a bigger boat. You're going to need a bigger boat. Now, if we lean on the wall, mind your back.
Lean on me.
Yeah, I was sulking the other day when someone gave us a hard time for poncing around Clissold Park.
Because, when was that? I can't remember.
I don't know. How did that go for you?
That was fine.
I got wet, but both feet are wet. Both feet are wet, very cold.
Ambulance!
Because, you know, we've done enough. I've been up mountains.
Yeah.
We've fallen over in our time.
Yeah, yeah, we know. Let's go easier on ourselves.
Yeah, come on, guys.
And each other.
Come on. We don't need to be negative.
No.
What does Jared say? Bridges, not barriers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
So,
well, that's good for her.
Yeah, that was great. So I'm thinking, right, and I'm still slightly wobbly on what the hell to do because of how the Great North Run went.
Yeah.
I think when it comes down to it, my kind of average, not breaking myself on the wheel, but running properly, marathon time is around 3.5.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Well, that's a bit kind of negative, you know. I got 3:32 in Berlin.
Yeah.
But that's running a kind of 3:10 one and then going, forget it.
Yeah.
At 22 miles.
Yeah, let's just call the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Bad enough.
So,
New York's meant to be a little bit tough, isn't it?
Yes. So I think to get 3.5, I'd be going at it pretty hard.
Yeah.
I suppose what I'm trying to... Sorry to be sort of circling it. I think that when it comes down to it, I don't think my toe is going to bother me.
Right.
And that thought scares me because it sounds blasé.
Yeah.
But I think with the toe not bothering me, I've just got a little bit of a lack of pace to deal with.
Right.
And the fact, like you say, that it's New York. So I think getting that 3.5 will be tough, but I think that's what I'll be going for.
Cool. I mean, the start is meant to be a little bit hard work in New York, isn't it? In terms of getting there early and all that kind
of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Got to take jumpers to throw away.
And right.
I'm hoping to use the jet lag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm only out there for a few days.
Right.
So I'm just going to sleep as much as I can.
Right.
At kind of any time of day.
Yeah.
And, you know, 5:30 in the morning in New York, it's 11:30 here. So, you know, it should feel a little bit more like the marathon is a little bit late in the day.
Yeah, although we both know you'll be asleep on the start line.
Oh, yeah.
That's bound to happen.
Yeah, I just hope that they wait there for some kind of klaxon.
Can we keep it down? Sleep time and chip time.
Yep.
There's no option, though, because you can't get there early enough to get through the jet lag. You've got to just use it in some way.
Yeah. And I do think, talking about that, you've known before, I haven't really thought this before, but this season, people saying marathon tips, I think that you have to really start trying to get that sleep in the week.
Yeah.
Because if you start doing it the Friday, Saturday night, nerves could take one of those nights out.
Yes, that can happen, yeah.
Even if you've got the time and space to get rested, you're going to start getting tense. What am I?
Yeah.
So I get there on Thursday and I'll spend Friday sorting my life out and being excited about being in New York. And then on Saturday, if I sleep all day, I sleep all day.
Yeah.
And if I'm up all night, I'm up all night.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'll be at some kind of loft party with Andy Warhol.
Of course, that's inevitable.
Yeah.
Once you're at New York, the cool people come out.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Rab's here. What's happening, brother?
Yeah.
You'll be there, mate.
That's right. I'm really close friends with these three other women. One of them's an uptight lawyer.
Yeah.
One of them is kind of like an aspirational good girl. And then one of them is a real, you know... Well, she's so free with her love.
They're
great girls, and we're very honest with each other about our love lives.
That'll be great.
So I'm hoping to meet them and have a few adventures.
Yeah. That'll be great, mate.
I'm going to put it in the blog.
Sex in the City. 3 with running commentary.
Although last time I was in New York, a bus went past, and I got horribly splashed. I'm going to have to go out there and get some tips in New York. Obviously, it gets harder and harder to get ones. You know, I've had them. It's going to be difficult at the start.
Yeah.
You've got to throw away the jumpers.
Yes.
It's hilly. The bridges are ridiculous long hills.
Yeah.
I think that what Sophie Rayworth said was very useful. She said you turn around onto, I think it's 2nd Avenue. One of these avenues that runs the length of Manhattan. I was looking at it on the map.
It's
so long.
Yeah.
If you imagine the London Marathon, we turn sort of left at Poplar.
Right.
If you could see to the finish line from there,
yes.
That's the kind of length we're talking about.
Yeah, that's quite hard work.
Just at the moment when you're thinking, how do I do this?
This is really getting hard. Yeah.
So it's good to... Forewarned is forearmed on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know where we are now?
No.
Scene of the Klein Chart.
Oh, well.
He's in distress. I mean, that's not right. That was right here. Which side of this lake do you want to go?
Can we take the shortest route back to the thing?
Are you done?
To it. Yeah,
okay.
If that's not a problem.
No, of course, we should do that. That's logical. So this was the scene of the Tearful Child. We're just coming to the highest of the lakes, I think, or around the top of the lakes, anyway. And again, I've worried about your back at the beginning of the run and then forgotten about it once again.
No, it's all right. It's
just suppose it must be what you do, too.
It's just playing a bit.
I bought new shoes, as I say.
So you got some new shoes? Yeah. What you got?
I went in the shop. They're still Nikes, which I like.
Yeah.
I can't think what they're called. Maybe Zoom. You can't even find obscure old pairs of the Lunar Eclipse I wear online anymore.
See, but the guy, how quickly they get discontinued,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Right, because, you know, you're supposed to buy different ones, I suppose. Yeah. Training everyone up to shop.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit my brain at all. If I find something good,
yeah,
I want to buy it over and over again until I die.
Yes, same here.
Don't need to do the thinking ever
same
again.
Same here, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's also true of moisturisers and hair products.
Don't they get that?
Yeah, they should offer something to us. Look at these, two for joy. Yep. Good morning, guys. I wouldn't try and take a photo, it's not going to go well. Yeah, but I went in there and saw the guy. And he said, well, that's interesting, because I'm neutral, right, according to my gait analysis.
Right.
And he said, well, your lunar eclipse are correcting pronation or something, that they're correcting my run in some way.
Yeah.
Which I never knew before.
Right.
And he said, these ones will do that as well. I put them on, went on the machine, and it had that thing, you know, as soon as they're on my feet, I thought, they feel
they're
like
good.
I own them
this
already.
Is great. Yeah, that's great.
So I did a minute on the machine. Also, they had the thing which definitely makes you think it must be good, is they're horrible. Such ugly colours.
That's
they
great.
Stupid.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
I love a stupid looking pair of trainers. Yeah.
Yeah, I said that to him.
Intimidatingly ridiculous.
Supposed to be visible after dark.
Yeah.
Visible to people. You hate seeing ugly things.
So that's great. You got your trainers, you got your mileage.
I went to get my. I decided, by the way, to go back to jails.
Right.
Did we talk about this?
No.
Because last marathon, I realised that. It's not just jails, that marathons rot your guts.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So running without jails. I found myself not very fueled.
Right.
And
not feeling great anyway.
And still having a bit of a gut rot for the rest of the day. I mean, I think it's worse with carb gels.
Yeah.
But I just thought, in for a penny, in for a pound. And I looked at the SIS gels I've used in the past.
Right.
They're vegan.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and I've used them before. So I thought, I'll get some of those. But they didn't have all the flavours that I've had in the past. They had a new double espresso.
Ooh.
With loads of caffeine. I like to run after lots of coffee. And it's New York.
Yeah.
Get a cup of coffee.
Coffee.
It's New York.
Coffee.
You did it, guys. Best cup of coffee ever. Nice to meet you.
So that's one of those that you've got to be careful of not having too many, though, I think.
Oh, absolutely. It says on the packet, don't have more than two on any given day.
Right.
I'm not sure they're expecting anyone to adhere to that.
No.
But I bought a few because I want to try it once before I go.
Right.
And of course, as I've done all my long runs, that's a bit difficult.
Yeah.
I'm kind of maybe thinking of trying it by just feeding it to one of the kids.
Yeah, and just see how long they go.
See what happens to them.
Yeah.
When they stop, just stop the stopwatch and see how long it took.
Send them off to school with an espresso and see you. Just waiting for the phone call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just lie down before they go to school. Just hold the nose and just squeeze it in. Say, off you go. Have a good day. And they'll say to me, come back 10 minutes later. Say, yeah, great day at school. Enjoyed it every moment. And, so we got those.
That'd be good.
And it's slightly worrying because they're different, but New York felt very auspicious in the running shop. But what do you think is going to happen? Tell me what's going to happen.
What, with you at New York?
Yeah.
I think you're in for a good one.
Yeah.
I think it should be good, yeah? Yeah. That's what I anticipate. I think 3:30 is achievable.
Yeah.
You never know, you might find yourself a little bit swifter, you never know. Yeah, just to see how it goes, isn't it? Get to 20 miles, see how you feel.
Yeah. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. You never know, do you, till you're at 20?
Yeah. I've been good and steady, but I've been going slow but going steady. But sometimes going steady is a frame of mind, isn't it? You know, going steady at any pace.
I think with the training, you've got to approach it with a confidence.
Yeah.
And also a new slightly harder racing mentality as well.
Yeah.
There's something's. I think you're still on a trajectory upward. Whether that manifests itself in a quicker marathon doesn't really matter, just in terms of the quality of the experience, you know?
No, I think exactly. I think hopefully in the long, long, long game, never mind New York, never mind anything else, just the fact of having an injury and being knocked back in that way kind of could be strengthening.
Just
well, let's hope so. Well, we'd better stop now so that you can go and take some more trammies. weather's killed my quiff. Look at that. It's a weeping willow behind us. As is so often the case. What face was I putting there? Did you see that? What the hell?
That's the look of a man who knows he's done enough training.
It's where we started, you know. Ultimately, it's been a bit of a sad week. It's been sad weather. There's tough stuff
going on in
the world. Yeah,
the old Sean thing was been tough. But you know, running's good for that, though, isn't it?
Running's good for that. It feels good to get out there and get around there. And also to think, oh, I don't want to go out. It's raining and, you know, your back's hurting. And then to get out there anyway, within
reason.
Sometimes
you just got to run on it. Yeah. The back's finally just stiffens up a little bit. I've just got to keep it moving.
I was kind of thinking, running teaches me something about life. I was thinking about something in life the other day, and I thought, well, either I want to do that or I don't. I either really want to do it or I don't want to do it at all. I thought, well, whichever thing you decide, it doesn't matter. Just keep running. doesn't matter.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where are you going now? Where's your car?
We're going to go there. I'm going to give you a lift home.
Don't run. Okay, we'll stop. Now, listen. Keep in touch.
Keep getting in touch because we do appreciate it.
Always.
Really nice.
We'll try and get back to you.
Encouraging people.
Love the dialogue. And I want tips for New York, but remember, I've had all the obvious ones.
Yeah.
And that's the marathons too, you know. Anything that you think, any inside track, I'll have it. And keep us posted on what's happening with your season. And then as soon as this season's wrapping up, we're going to start talking about what we're doing after Christmas.
Yeah, once we back's right, I will be racing between now and Christmas. Yeah. I'm looking for races. Yeah. So it's just getting it. I can feel it getting better. It's going to take another week or so.
Take it easy.
I don't think I'm going to make the Scarborough 10K at the weekend, which is a real shame.
I like the sound of this Black Country half marathon.
When's
that? Sounds like a good one. I don't know when it is. I think it's right into next summer.
Right, okay.
And it goes right to someone saying a line that, you know, we was going on about post-industrial scenarios, and it's got a tunnel in it and stuff.
Nice.
So that's one to go
for. We'll do that one, yeah.
But, I think they have a marathon here in London in the spring, don't they?
I might have to Google that one. Do they? I'll have a look for it.
Yeah. Well, if not, we can maybe start one up.
That'd be a good idea, around April time.
Yeah.
I think there's a thirst for it.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then I honestly think we should get that timed 5K on a Saturday morning idea off the ground.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do. You could start a kind of...
It's not a race.
You could start a group, you know, online and maybe measure the results. We're shooting off ideas left, right and centre.
Let's go for
it. What about if we were to run, but also cycle and swim and just encapsulate that in one event?
Every 4 years, the fastest people from around the world to meet in a city and do a range of events.
And would you include football in that? Or would you take? Why don't we have an international football tournament on the 2 years in the
no,
in between?
Right. All these things, there's definitely potential for these ideas.
Ideas.
To become manifest.
See, we got the ideas, guys.
Ideas. Yeah. That's what running's
we should
for
take
ideas.
baked flour, and then slice it up to build sandwiches.
That would work as long... Well, I mean, the idea... I was thinking then you were going to talk about the idea for a baking show and compete as...
Well, and have a TV, people go on television.
Yeah, that would work as long as you didn't do it on a commercial channel.
Yeah, that's right. And who would you have presenting that? Well, we'll be talking like this for another 90 minutes to an hour and a half. What's wrong with me? But keep in touch. There's so many of you on Twitter now. That's great.
Twitter is building, which is nice. It makes us feel modern.
And Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're out there. Come after us.
Yeah.
And Run Com Pod.
Snap back.
Snap up.
Yeah.
What they should do is create a kind of internet forum where people can say what they're thinking and feeling at a given time.
That'd be good, at the moment they're feeling it.
And maybe share pictures. Also, if they have extreme political views, they could just get out there. And if there's someone that they hate, just
get in touch.
Tell them.
Just get in touch. You could direct message them. See you later.
Bye. Great.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.